Allentown, Pennsylvania, has the largest per capita Syrian population in the United States. Over a week ago, we focused on Syrian refugees coming to Allentown to make a new life. Following terrorist attacks in Paris last Friday in the Middle East, many local political leaders voted today in the U.S. House to suspend resettlement in the United States. WHYY's Laura Benchoff went back to the Lehigh Valley to see whether the locals agree.
Syrians have been coming to Allentown for over 100 years, and for much of that time, their landing pad has been a neighborhood called the Sixth Ward.
I lived two blocks away. This is Second. I lived on Front.
Rawan Jarouche moved to the Sixth Ward in 1962, following a path carved out by his Syrian grandparents.
And predominantly, the people here are pretty much still Syrian or Arabs.
After spending a lifetime working for Bethlehem Steel, he now volunteers with a local Syrian-American community organization. Jarouche says even though he lobbied for Allentown to accept Syrian refugees, he empathizes with politicians who've grown anxious over welcoming more.
Yesterday I was asked, what do you think, why is Governor Chris Christie so upset? I mean, I remember September 11. I understand his anxiety, but I still will say proceed with caution.
Jarouche's family and much of the old families are from the Christian minority and support leader Bashar al-Assad, while some of the people arriving now have fled violence under his regime. Father Anthony Sabah is the leader of the local Syrian Orthodox Church, St. George's. He says he thinks the conflict in Syria and Assad have been mischaracterized.
It's not what we are being told by the media. He's a dictator. He is not a dictator.
But he says he supports the people coming now, some of whom say they fled Assad's government. One recent refugee, who asked not to be named, says he left his hometown of Homs for Damascus in 2012.
In Homs, there were peaceful protests and demonstrations, and the regime wasn't liking that.
Before long, Damascus too became unsafe.
Anybody from Homs would be arrested or their houses would be raided if they found out they were from Homs, even if there was no reason.
He says he doesn't understand why politicians in the United States are afraid of refugees who are escaping terror.
There are no reasons for anybody to be afraid of refugees. Refugees are here for their children and their families so that they can move on.
Whether stories like his are politically persuasive isn't clear. The vetting process for refugees takes an average of 2 years, but since the Paris attacks, some local politicians, including Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey, say it needs to get even tougher.
We have to re-examine the security protocols we use for admitting Syrian refugees, and until we have done that, we should suspend the program. There is no reliable way of vetting those who come from these chaotic terrorist havens.
One of the Paris attackers may have posed as a refugee to enter France. Toomey says he doesn't have any concrete suggestions on how to fix the process, which remains murky to a lot of people. Lehigh Valley Congressman Charlie Dent was among the votes for holding off accepting more refugees while background checks are strengthened. Todd Long waits under the Christmas lights outside the Lehigh Valley Mall for his wife and young son to finish shopping. He says he doesn't know much about the background checks, but he's still leaning towards not welcoming refugees.
If we would find out tomorrow that, you know, 1,000 Syrian refugees were coming into the Lehigh Valley next week, then people are going to think, well, what if one of them was an ISIS terrorist who got through the cracks?
Sierra Pepper, a mall employee, disagrees.
I don't really have a problem with it. They need a home. It's that simple.
Since 2012, Allentown has accepted 138 Syrian refugees, and more could come next year. While some politicians are trying to stem the flow, Allentown Mayor Ed Pawlowski says he thinks the vetting process is strong and welcoming refugees is in line with American values. I'm Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.